All right, so you are listening there to the Los Angeles County Police, the six victims. A 16-year-old Asian male student shot himself in the head, shot five students, 14, 15, and 16, killing one tragically, pulling a pistol from his backpack. I'm sitting here with the former analyst of CSIS, which is Canada's spy agency. He's the president and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting, a guy that just wrote a new book called When Religion Kills, How Extremists Justify Violence Through Faith. And we wanted to talk about that, but Phil Gursky's here and we're watching this together. This is what you did for a long time, trying to separate what are the origins of these kind of massacres. And I guess the first thing they do is they do a nexus to see, is this a, quote, lone wolf? What motivated him, or is he connected? What would the police be looking for when they see this, Phil?
Well, you notice they talked about social media, right? So in a lot of cases recently, Evan, we saw in the attack in Christchurch earlier on this year, we had an attack in a synagogue in Pittsburgh last year. The guys left manifestos, and you can go through the manifesto to seek motivation, to seek, why am I doing this? Why do I hate these people? Why do I want to kill them? So this is what you'll be doing in investigations. You know, what can we uncover? Because as you said, the perpetrator killed himself. You can't ask him any questions. He's dead.
Well, I don't know if the perpetrator's dead. Sorry, the perpetrator in this case is alive and being treated.
Oh, he is alive.
Yeah, I don't know what the extent of his injuries. He killed someone else, but the perpetrator shot himself in the head, but he's alive apparently.
Oh, so okay. So, you know, obviously they're going to question him as to why did you do this. But, you know, if he's left a trail on social media or something on his laptop, like you said, these manifestos, these guys want to leave as their sort of their, I don't know, this is my history and this is my legacy. You can gain a lot of information from that. It's like doing an investigation on terrorism. It's the same thing.
Yeah, we should just say we don't know where this guy got the gun, 16-year-old. Just imagine what your heart breaks, 14, 15, 16-year-olds losing their lives, or these shootings. I wanted to talk, because this just happened, and I know you've spent most of your life dealing with this kind. You just wrote a book about When Religion Kills, How Extremists Justify Violence Through Faith. Now, this guy, we don't know the motive, so let's leave this aside.
Right.
Why did you write this book?
It's all Ann Coulter's fault.
The conservative writer and
the blonde bombshell south of the border. So Ann Coulter, a couple of years ago, Evan, came out with this statement that not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslim. And I thought, that doesn't strike me as true. Even though I worked Islamist extremism at CSIS for 15 years, I've written four books on the topic. I wanted to basically investigate whether or not she had any solid ground to stand on. And the answer turns out to be no. There are a lot of terrorists in a lot of places around the world that are not Muslim. Last time I checked, guys like Fergal O'Reilly from the IRA probably aren't Muslim. I don't know. I'm going to go on a ledge here with this one. But the research I did, which wasn't really all that in-depth, found out that in a lot of countries, you've got very senior religious figures from a whole bunch of faiths who say it's okay, in fact, actually divinely mandated to kill people.
So the truth is it's not, quote, a Muslim problem. Is it a religion problem?
Yes and no. And this is where I'm about to get a lot of hate mail and a lot of people like, you know, you're saying that my faith advocates violence. No, it doesn't necessarily. But people who share your faith are using those sources to justify violence. I mentioned the manifesto in Pittsburgh, the manifesto in Christchurch. There are biblical references used by the terrorists in those manifestos. They didn't make this stuff up. They chose them. Are they mainstream? Are they normative? I don't think so.
Are there some religions that are, quote, more prone to it or not?
That's a really good question.
Now, you worked. I say this because I know there's political correct lines there, but I'm talking to Phil Gursky again, folks. This is a guy who worked at CSIS on the counterterrorism desk for 15 years here. So I'm just asking.
No, you know what? And I'm going to be honest with you, Evan. At the end of the book, I asked myself the question: what is it about Islamist extremist groups like Al Qaeda, Islamic State, Al Shabaab, etc.? They use a lot of references to scripture, to the Quran and the Hadith, which are the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad. I didn't see the same thing with Hindu extremists, but in fairness, I don't speak Hindi, so I couldn't actually read the originals. Where I can speak Arabic, so I can read the originals. And we know that these guys put out propaganda, like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, in which they're replete with references to religion. Is there something about the religion? I don't think so, but they've basically been able to use that as propaganda to justify.
Is there, and I don't have a lot of time because of what we went through, but is part of it the separation of, quote, church and state, that in a lot of certain countries, there are theocracies. So the state is enforcing religious strictures, whereas, for example, Canada and the United States, they don't.
That would be true, but insofar as we've got homegrown extremists here in Canada, born and raised here like you and me, you know, middle-class homes that radicalize the violence in our societies who happen to be Muslim or whatever. So I don't know the answer to that question either. It was a really good question.
So, but extremists do use religion as a way to justify their horrific violence often.
Yep. Would you believe that there's something called Buddhist terrorism? Like, that should be an oxymoron, right? Buddhist terrorism. There's a guy in Myanmar, in Burma. He's called the Buddhist Bin Laden. And he's been calling for violence against the Rohingya, which are a Muslim minority. They've all been forced to flee into Bangladesh the past couple of years. And he's a leading Buddhist figure, Buddhist monk. And he uses Buddhism to say it's okay to kill Rohingya who happen to be Muslims.
Yeah, well, you know, in that Myanmar, there's been a lot of that issue. Phil Gursky's new book, I wish we had more time. Phil will come back. I talked to Phil a lot. Former analyst at CSIS, president of Borealis Threat and Risk. His new book is called When Religion Kills, How Extremists Justify Violence Through Faith. And, of course, he's sitting in studio with me, and we've got an act of violence going on in Santa Clarita. And, you know, this is the world that you're trying to escape, and you can never.
I never can, Evan. Sorry.
And you never can. Great to see you, Phil.
Thanks, Evan.